At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Let's go back to Jake in Anchorage. Jake?
I'm fine. Just give me my show back.
Show's back.
All right, here we go. So let's go now to Senator Schiff, who we have here. Senator Schiff is joining me.
What a perfect picture. An imploding politician featured on an imploding cable news network. Two careers coming to an end at the very same time. How fitting. CNN is done. Jake Tapper is not getting his show back. None of them are getting their shows back because CNN is toast. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because I'm going to show you the academic research, the insider testimony, and the cold hard numbers that prove that CNN and the legacy media are facing an extinction level event. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you made happen. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So let's start with the facts that CNN can't spin away. According to the latest Nielsen data from May 2025, CNN hit a new primetime low of just 400,000 total viewers. I want you to let that hit you. 400,000 total. Now, thanks to you, this channel gets twice those views every single day. Our audience is twice as big as CNN's. 400,000 total viewers. That's an 18% decline from the previous month, and it represents their worst performance since before Trump's presidency. But here's the kicker. In the coveted 25 to 54-year-old demographic that advertisers really care about, CNN averaged a pathetic 76,000 viewers, down 21% year over year. 76,000. Again, to put this in perspective, individual YouTubers and independent content creators regularly outperform CNN's prime time lineup. The network that once positioned itself as the most trusted name in news is now averaging fewer viewers than many local news broadcasts. And if you think it through, it's astonishing they even have those 76,000, given the utter nonsense that we're treated to on a daily basis on CNN. We just saw it earlier, how Jake Tapper, give me my show back, Jake, had on as his guest a serial liar, Adam Schiff, who's currently now under two federal investigations, one for mortgage fraud and the other a felony for deliberately leaking classified information to hurt President Trump in his first term. Here's, you got a guy who was censured by the House for lying about the Russian collusion hoax, publicly lying about the Russian collusion hoax, that CNN, by the way, perpetrated, of course. CNN played a huge part in pushing that lie. And here he is, the serial liar of the Russian collusion hoax. And he's your guest to analyze Trump's meeting with Putin? One of the chief architects of the Russian collusion hoax is being brought on as an actual serious analyst for Trump's meeting with Putin. I mean, you can't make this kind of absurdity up, but that's just par for the course at CNN. Case in point, look at who they constantly put up as their foreign policy expert, the repeatedly failed John Bolton.
Well, it's very gracious of Putin to come to former Russian America for this summit. This is not quite as bad as Trump inviting the Taliban to Camp David to talk about the peace negotiations in Afghanistan, but it certainly reminds one of that. The only better place for Putin than Alaska would be if the summit were being held in Moscow. So the initial setup, I think, is a great victory for Putin. He's a rogue leader of a pariah state, and he's going to be welcomed into the United States.
Now, if you don't know, Bolton is, I mean, he's not just factually wrong there. Russia is emphatically not a pariah state. In fact, Russia has very strong economic and military and geopolitical ties with much of the world, most particularly China and India, which together constitute over 40% of the world's population. I mean, this guy's just living in a dream world if he thinks Russia's isolated on the international stage. He's a moron. But more than that, Bolton actually has zero solutions for the Ukraine crisis. I mean, and I'm talking literally zero. He's actually advocated that we need to force Russia to return Ukraine to their pre-2014 borders, which includes giving Crimea back. Now, how any force on planet Earth could actually conceivably achieve that is, of course, never mentioned by John Bolton. How that could be done without triggering a full-blown World War III is anyone's guess. And yep, there he is. That's your expert. That guy that CNN repeatedly touts as their foreign policy expert, that's their guy. He's a snake. He's a swamp rat. There's literally not a shred of difference between this guy, John Bolton, and someone like Nancy Pelosi. And she, if you see her on a bad day, she even has a mustache like his. And by the way, Pelosi's getting more and more. Are you seeing she's getting more and more in trouble for her insider trading? Have you ever wondered how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have impeccable secret knowledge of what's going to be doing well in the market? Well, it's all insider trading, as you know. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years, and Trump looks like he's cracking down on it. But guess what? There's a way for us to get even with these crooks before Trump even cracks down on it. You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we could just ride their coattails into financial success perfectly legally, perfectly ethically, right? Nobody's bribing us. Once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. It's amazing stuff. Now, to do that, you've got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens, this Thursday, August 21st, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross is the real deal, too. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be absolutely huge, but seating is limited. Click on that link below. Snag one of your online seats. This is going to be change your life. You're going to love this. You cannot afford to miss this. Click on that link below and register right now for this free online event.
She wants to say about something. This because they keep saying, talking about illegal aliens. First of all, I don't like to use the word illegal. It is undocumented. Coming into the country without documents is not illegal. It's not a crime.
It is.
It is a
tourist. Can I finish? In New York.
It is a misdemeanor.
And it's against the law. It is a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor, but I broke
just a minute.
The law.
It is a misdemeanor, just like DUI is a misdemeanor, just like indecent
exposure. I've been hit by a driver who died. And don't tell me that's a misdemeanor when he crashed my family over 100 miles an hour. I'm sorry. That if you want to say that DUI is somehow a misdemeanor and we should treat it like it's not committing a criminal act. You said it's a misdemeanor like it's the same thing.
It is a misdemeanor, just like coming into the
country. It's still breaking the law.
But that's not the point. Let me finish.
Now, again, that's the kind of patently absurd nonsense that we hear on a daily basis on CNN. I mean, literally every single day. CNN and the Democrats, what you just saw there, they effectively believe that it should be illegal to enforce the law. That's CNN and the Democrat Party in a nutshell. It should be illegal to enforce the law. And it's that patent absurdity that is passed off as news analysis, again, every single hour of every single day. This isn't just bad journalism. This is ideological fundamentalism disguised as news. It's far left sentiments repackaged as reporting. And the irony in all of this is that it's only destroying them. I mean, the numbers don't lie. You saw it earlier in terms of the ratings, but those ratings are collapsing because the trust and legitimacy of CNN has collapsed. According to Gallup's most recent analysis, the news media ranks as the least trusted group among 10 U.S. civic and political institutions involved in the democratic process. They perform, get this, the legacy media performs worse than Congress itself in terms of trustworthiness and credibility. Only 30% of Americans express a great deal or fair amount of confidence in media to report news fully, accurately, and fairly. And they are overwhelmingly self-identified Democrats. Far more Americans have no trust at all in the legacy media, and you can see it in their ratings. So this represents a structural collapse in their institutional credibility that parallels what communication theorists call delegitimation. And if you want to see the ultimate consequences of what happens as a result of delegitimation, just take a look at the current state of the Berlin Wall. When mass populations no longer trust you, your institution inevitably implodes. Now, the beauty in all of this is that the legacy media's collapse creates unprecedented opportunities for independent voices. I mean, this isn't just about CNN's demise. This is a roadmap for how fact-based, principled commentary can demolish establishment narratives. The research on viral content creation actually shows that audiences crave authenticity, they crave factual precision, and willingness to challenge power structures and to have an actual conversation. Again, it's what communication strategists call credibility through transparency. Credibility through transparency. This channel has to earn your trust each and every day. I don't get to hide behind a CNN moniker or even a Fox News moniker for my legitimation. My legitimation comes entirely from the content that I produce and that you have graciously supported. The evidence is overwhelming. CNN and the legacy media aren't just losing viewers. They're losing their fundamental reason for existence. When a network consistently platforms discredited nuts like John Bolton or Adam Schiff, while ignoring substantive policy achievements of our president, they become nothing more than propaganda outlets, and bad ones at that. The days of CNN are indeed over. It's no longer a matter of if. The question is only when. Have you locked in your seat for my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then, go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.